Afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. A Nashville judge has issued a restraining order blocking Tennessee's health department from sharing information about 400 sick and disabled migrant children with a state agency that works with ICE. The order came after a group of doctors filed a lawsuit yesterday. They're challenging a Tennessee state law that requires children to prove legal status before accessing life-saving care through the Children's Special Services Program that provides health insurance for severely ill and disabled kids. The lawsuit argues that children could face irreparable harm or even death if their families choose not to enroll them in the program over fears of deportation. Memphis Democrats say Tennessee's newest congressional map is just the latest in a series of power grabs from the state's Republican supermajority. They tell the Commercial Appeal there's been a systemic effort from the state to strip power from the local government. Their examples range across a wide range of public services. The state passed a law requiring suburban representation on the city's utility board, passed a state takeover of Shelby County schools, and the Memphis Airport Authority Board also faces a state takeover, along with every other major airport in the state. Republican state lawmakers have taken a special interest in how Memphis deals with crime. The Memphis City Council passed a rule barring officers from making the kind of traffic stops like the one in which Tyree Nichols was fatally beaten by Memphis officers in 2023. Later, the state legislature passed a law preempting the local ordinance. More recently, Republican lawmakers have put a microscope over Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy, passing multiple laws to pressure his office to prosecute more cases coming from the Memphis Safe Task Force. Tennessee students continued to show modest year-over-year growth across subject areas on this year's standardized testing. In a release yesterday, the State Department of Education highlighted continued recovery from the pandemic. It says elementary, middle, and high schoolers are now all performing better in English language arts than they did in 2019. And in social studies, Tennessee students have improved their proficiency rate by more than 11 percentage points from the same time period. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.